This is Passport to Texas. The National Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count began December 14th and ends this Friday, the last day to collect data.
Teams of birders go in that circle and they repeat that every year, so the circle never changes. And after decades, you have some really neat data to look at.
More than 115-mile diameter counting circles dot the state. Cliff Shackelford, non-game ornithologist with Parks and Wildlife, says circle organizers, called compilers, choose one day during that three-week time frame where observers tally species over a 24-hour period.
Some of the circles with few observers cover that whole area in that circle. Some of the circles that are in really populated areas with lots of bird watchers, like down on the coast, they'll break up that circle into pieces of pie. And this is your piece of pie. You stay in this section and you count all the birds you can. If you want to get up at midnight and start counting 1 minute later, you can look for owls or listen for owls. But it's a 24-hour counting period per circle.
And what happens to the collected and compiled data?
We use information from the Christmas bird count to determine where hot spots are for wintering species.
And with that knowledge, researchers are better prepared to provide these birds with what they need to thrive. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.